Just knowing your human design does not automatically make your business aligned. So many people actually know their strategy and authority, but they're not actually using it, even if they think that they are. If your marketing, attracting clients, or selling feels really forced and is not getting you the results that you are looking for, this might be why. Welcome to the Pulse on Human Design, brought to you by bodygraph.com. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, human design business coach and certified BG5 consultant. By the end of this episode, you'll understand why just intellectually knowing your strategy and authority doesn't automatically create clarity or confidence in making decisions and moving you forward in your life and your business. You'll also learn what embodiment actually looks like in real life and in business, and why aligned, sustainable success comes from truly living your inner authority, not just thinking about it. Before we dive in, please like the episode, and if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. It really helps our small business, it helps us get the message out, and we really appreciate it. When it comes to human design, the first thing you generally learn is how important it is to follow your strategy and authority. And we continually talk about how important that is and that this truly is the foundation of actually experimenting with and truly living out your design. So if you're watching this and you're familiar with human design already, you probably know your strategy and authority. This is the case for so many people. But yet they still overthink their decisions, second guess themselves, look outside of themselves for confirmation, and initiate when it's not correct for them to do so. So many people are really trying to build a human design aligned business while still outsourcing their authority to their mind, to mentors, to trends, to urgency, and to fear. And this is where so many of the issues actually lie. Because there's a huge difference in just knowing your authority versus actually embodying it. Knowing something lives in the mind. This is where we intellectualize things and where we use language and concepts to explain things. And of course, we need to understand how our strategy and authority work theoretically before we can truly embody them. But knowing isn't enough. Because it is only mental, and embodiment actually lives in the body. It is physical sensations that are separate from what the mind is telling us. Embodiment really shows up as felt sensations that we can trust, not something that is in the mind that is logical, that is speaking to us through concepts, but it is something that is really in the body, and it is easiest to access when you're feeling regulated and not under pressure. Embodiment is most likely to be disrupted when you're really under a lot of stress, urgency, and perceived risk. And that is when the mind tries to step in order to control what is going on. And the mind really wants to feel certain about things. It really wants to understand what is happening, what happened in the past. It tries to make sense of so many things. And the mind is a brilliant tool. And it is often villainized in human design. You'll often, hear the mind talked about in ways like it's not beneficial. And the truth is the mind truly is beneficial. It has so many gifts for us. However, it is not here to make our decisions. The mind is here to observe, to take in information, to watch our life. We often talk about passenger consciousness, and then to conceptualize and to share what we have learned, what has turned into wisdom with others. It's not about figuring out our own lives and making decisions for us, because that is what our inner authority is for. And again, our inner authority lives inside the body. So people often say or think that they're following their authority. And in some cases they might be, but when it comes to the big important decisions that involve pressure and potential stress, they actually override their authority and go back into the mind to make decisions. And of course, this can be really tricky. This might be happening for you and you're not even aware that it is happening. And so this is how people end up knowing their design and still not truly trusting themselves and not making aligned decisions, especially when it really matters. Now let's take a minute to talk about how conditioning shows up in business. Conditioning patterns can show up as people pleasing, urgency, comparison, seeking external validation, over-explaining things, pivoting too fast without actually knowing if it's correct for you or not, and justifying decisions instead of really feeling firm and solid in them because you followed your inner authority. Conditioning is not something that you ever get away from. We are being conditioned all of the time by the people that we're around, the environments that we're in, by the planetary transits. Conditioning is always happening. However, we need to be really careful that we're not allowing conditioning to make our decisions for us. And conditioning usually shows up in our mind. The mind is the spokesperson for the conditioning, which is why it is so important to really understand and embody your inner authority so that you can make the correct decisions for you and for your business, despite the conditioning and despite the kind of pressure that you might be under when you're making decisions. And I'd love to hear from you. Where do you notice yourself looking outside for confirmation instead of actually checking in with your body when you're making decisions in your business? This is something that we all do, especially in the earlier stages of both business and human design. Please share in the comments and be sure to check out everybody else's comments as well, because you will learn that you are not alone. We all do this. And when we learn from each other, it really helps us gain awareness when we're doing it so that we can come back into the body and actually follow our inner authority. So let's talk about what embodiment actually looks like in business, because it is very practical. It shows up in how you make decisions, how fast or how slow you move, depending on how you're designed, how often you pivot. And that also can really show up in conditioning in your design, especially for manifesting generators. It can also look like how you explain and how you express your wisdom to the world, and how consistent your presence is felt by the people that you're talking to, your audience and your clients, how consistent your presence feels over time. And when you are really embodied with your design and expressing it in a very high frequency, your conditioning can actually turn into wisdom that you share with other people. And this is what people come to you for. And this embodiment is what really makes you trustworthy and what makes your sales, your offers, and what you have to share really congruent. If you want to go deeper into how this all connects to income and visibility, we're hosting a workshop about how to profit using your human design, which is where we will focus on really building your outer authority, that wisdom that you share with others, the thing that people come to you for and pay you for, on top of your real true inner alignment. The link to sign up is in the episode description. Now let's take this beyond just theory, and let's really learn to distinguish what the difference is between mental pressure versus the signals that your inner authority gives you. So when you're really feeling under mental pressure, pressure to make decisions, pressure to make moves in your business, there are going to be some physical sensations that go along with it. And this is going to be unique for each individual. However, usually you'll notice something along the lines of having a tight chest, this feeling of urgency and pressure. You might notice that your breath becomes more shallow and constricted. Stories will start happening. Your mind will start to make up things as to why you should or shouldn't do something, or why you have to do something, or why it's not a good idea at all. And that can lead to you forcing movement in some direction that is not correct for you. Because a lot of times when we feel under pressure and we feel that constriction, the body wants to move. It just wants to do something to get out from underneath that pressure. And the thing is, sometimes we just need to feel the pressure, because it is under pressure that diamonds are formed. So you don't necessarily need to release the pressure all of the time, but you want to notice when it's there and then follow your authority to know what the correct next step is. And sometimes the correct next step is nothing for now. Now, when you are feeling your inner authority, this is going to, again, be very unique depending on each individual and what your authority is, and also how the rest of your design is configured. But there's generally going to be certain themes that are similar, like a neutral feeling of clarity. There might be some physical sensation that goes along with it. And of course, it's going to be different depending if you have a really fast-moving authority, like say sacral or splenic, or something that might take a little bit longer, like emotional authority or any of the soundboarding authorities where you have to actually take your time and talk it out. When you are embodying your authority over time, over repeated decisions, and you really start to notice what that sensation is for you, you're going to become more confident with it over time. So there is definitely an element of repetition that helps you really sink into what your authority feels like. And the really important thing to pay attention to is that your authority isn't going to be trying to convince you through your mind. So whenever you feel your mind coming in and trying to reason with you or use logic as to why you should or shouldn't do something, then you know you're not in your authority. And just that awareness of, oh, here's my mind coming in again, or trying to tell me to do something and overriding my authority, like just noticing that makes such a big difference. Every time you notice it, come back to the sensations in the body. Maybe you need more time. Usually for me as an emotional authority, when my mind is telling me stuff, I definitely need more time, because by the time I have clarity, my mind is settled and it is not telling me stories about the decisions that I'm making. Now, a good thing to do after you've made a decision, and you can really do this right now and think back of previous business decisions of, where did this decision come from? And when I agree to this decision, was there a sensation in my body? And think back on times where you've made correct and aligned decisions and what you may have felt afterwards, as well as when you have made incorrect or misaligned decisions. And then notice, did that decision just emerge for you, or did you actually push it? And I'll share an experience from my own life. I had gotten an opportunity to have an article published in an online publication that seemed to have a good reputation after I investigated it a bit. But there was also an element of, with this article, I could pay for some paid advertising to something of my choice. And part of me felt like, I absolutely have to do this. They contacted me about the article. It was a somewhat well-known publication, not huge, but definitely the type of thing that my ideal audience is reading. And why not spend this money on the advertising for it? And they gave me several different pricing options. I picked the middle one, which was definitely a push. It was a lot more money than I was comfortable spending. And as I was making the decision, I felt pressured. I felt it was like fear-based. It was one of those like, this has to work. If I'm spending this much money, this absolutely has to work. And I did not feel settled about it. I definitely didn't feel clear. I did it anyway. The whole thing was like a total disaster. I did not get a single solitary client from it. And it was so clear in hindsight, the value I got out of making this decision is really recognizing when I'm doing something that is not aligned, how my mind talks to me, tries to talk me into things, and just overall, like, was not a good decision. It wasn't the end of the world. I survived. However, in retrospect, I definitely wouldn't do it again. And I have a really good understanding of when my mind takes over and tries to pretend it's my authority. And since we're on the subject of emotional authority, let's start here. Over 50%, and it's actually around 55% of the population, has emotional authority. And that means you get clarity about the decisions you're making over time. It's like you're taking a composite snapshot from all of your different moods, all of the different places of your emotional wave while you're making a decision. And as you move away from the point when the decision was first presented to you, you slowly start to understand and feel into your body whether this decision is correct for you or not. The problem becomes when we are making emotional decisions. So either when you are on a high in the wave and everything seems super exciting and you say yes to something when you actually weren't clear, or when you're on a low on your wave and everything just feels like a no that day. And so you just say, oh, no, I don't want to do this. And still you weren't emotionally clear. So making emotional decisions without even being aware of it can send so much chaos out into the world. So it's so important to understand what clarity and neutrality feels like for you. And emotion is not a problem at all. We are designed to be emotional beings. There is so much beauty in emotion, the entire spectrum of emotion. And there is so much information that can come to us through emotion when we really allow ourselves to feel it. The problem is actually when we are unconsciously emotionally reactive, and whether that is reacting out of excitement and joy because you're high on your wave, or reacting because you are frustrated or upset or angry or low on your wave. So that's why really taking your time, learning to understand your emotional wave and what emotional clarity, neutrality feels like over time, over multiple decisions is so important. When it comes to emotional authority, it's about waiting to feel clear and neutral, not about waiting to feel good. So for me, when I get emotional clarity, it feels fairly neutral. Even though as I've gone through my wave, there may have been periods where I felt super over the top excited about what I'm deciding on. And then there were times where I'm like, this is really scary. I don't know if I want to do this. By the time I get to neutrality, there's just this inner sense, this knowing that I can handle the consequences of what the decision is that I am making. And that's when I make the decision. There might still be a little bit of fear, a little bit of nervousness, because your authority, regardless of what it is going to ask you to do difficult and scary things in your business. That is how you stretch and expand. However, if you're feeling like terrified and this fear of like, this has to work, like, I don't know what I'm going to do if this doesn't work, that is not clarity. That is not neutrality. Also, if you're over the top excited and you're having one of those days where everything is absolutely amazing, also not neutrality. So you really want to take your time and reflect over past decisions that you have made and be really present when you're making a decision and check in where you are on your wave every day. Some decisions might just take an overnight sleep if it's not something huge. Some of them can take much longer. And for me personally, the bigger the decision is, the longer it actually takes before I come to emotional clarity or neutrality in making the decision. Now, for the 45% of the population that does not have emotional authority, emotions still can affect your decisions, and that is the emotions and the emotional waves that you're picking up from other people. So it's really important to understand what the embodied yes and no of your authority feels like when you're making a decision, and to be aware when you're taking on somebody else's emotions or when you're experiencing somebody else's emotional waves. Other people's emotional waves are something that you're very susceptible to. And if you're not aware of it, this can really influence your decision-making. So you want to be super clear and get into the habit of noting when you're feeling emotions. Ask yourself, is this actually mine? Or am I picking this up from somebody else? Because making decisions based on others' emotions can be very detrimental for your business. When you understand what your inner authority actually feels like and you learn to honor it, regardless of what you might be feeling from the outside, whether that is pressure coming from somebody else, whether that is an emotional wave that you're amplifying, any of these things that can affect your decision-making, if you can really anchor in and notice if your body said yes or no with your decision-making strategy and then honor it, that is actually key. Misalignment can easily show up here if you're making decisions when you're feeling super emotionally charged, even though that emotion is not actually your emotion. This can also show up as doubting decision-making when you've been soundboarding with the wrong person. So if you have one of the soundboarding authorities, so we're talking about self-projected authority, ego authority, whether it's ego-projected or ego-manifested authority, mental authority for mental projectors or lunar authority for reflectors, you do want to make sure that when you are soundboarding and when you are talking to other people, you're talking to the right people. Right people are so important for you. Right environment is so important for you as well. So find the right people that you can soundboard with. Another problem that can happen for people that don't have emotional authority is really losing access to what your authority feels like when you're in high emotion environments. And remember, 55% of the population has emotional authority. So you're going to be around those people a lot. It may be helpful for you, especially in the beginning, as you're truly learning to embody your authority, to make the big decisions when you're alone. You may have talked them out with somebody, you may have soundboarded, but when it comes to the actual decision-making process, you might want to make that decision alone. Now, if you're a sacral or a splenic authority where your decision is pretty quick and in the moment, learning to be really present and listening for it is important, especially splenic authorities, because the spleen does not talk very loud and it only speaks once. So if you are super wrapped up in your mind, if you are super wrapped up in other people's emotions, it can be really easy for you to miss what your splenic authority is telling you. Being in the moment, being present, and really feeling attuned to what your spleen is telling you is so, so important. And allowing yourself to practice over time and practicing with, you know, a lot of the little decisions first. So when you're in one of those high stakes situations, when you have a big decision to make and you are surrounded by other people's emotions and pressure, you can feel really solid and secure in feeling what your inner authority is saying and actually following it. So for those of you that do not have emotional authority, a great question to ask yourself when you're making decisions is this my correct decision or am I actually reacting to somebody else's emotional state? You can also ask yourself, would this decision feel the same if I were alone right now and unobserved? Do not underestimate the conditioning when it comes to decision-making by other people that are in your presence. Asking yourself those questions can really change so much when you are really truly learning to distinguish and gain confidence in your own inner authority. So I'd love to hear from you, whether you have emotional authority or not. How have you noticed emotion affecting your decisions? When have you made the wrong emotionally based decisions? And when you have made ones that are absolutely correct for you? Please let us know in the comments. I would love to hear. Now, this really matters in business because when your authority is embodied, your decisions really have weight because they come from this grounded and internal place. When you're following your inner authority, that's also when you get on the correct trajectory, the correct direction for your life and for your business. This is when you encounter the correct clients, the right audience. This is when the right offers can come through you. And this is when you can really share with others from an embodied place and with the frequency that others can feel that feels very congruent. And this is something that people really trust. Now, if you are ready to connect this work with more money, visibility, and aligning with the right clients, please join us in our How to Profit Using Human Design workshop. Coming up soon, you can find the link to sign up in the description box. And if the workshop has already passed, there will be an opportunity for you to watch the replay as well. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe if you haven't already. It really helps our small business. It really helps us get out the message and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for watching or listening all the way to the end. And I look forward to seeing you soon.